Nyawa Seneca Gwego. You're listening to Gino. Gino is a Seneca word for music or song, and I'm your host, Brett Mabee. There are a lot of things happening in Albuquerque the final week of April, and among the festivities is the Native Guitars Tour, combining music and fashion for a weekend of world-class entertainment. I'm going to be talking with its founder, Jer Anderson, who's been seeing the show grow since 2007. We're also talking his EP, The Pueblo, and you're listening to Gino.
There's homes of earth and not of blood. Let's walk the land, let's smell the mud. Let our worlds collide, can't you hear that drum? It's like not a day back where I come from. Come on. Let our worlds collide, can't you hear that drum? No skies are gray back where I come from. Come on.
Get into our listening on today's edition of Gino. From Jer Anderson's The Pueblo, it's the title track kicking things off for our listening pleasure today. You're listening to Gino. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and joining me on the line is the one and only Jer Anderson himself. We're going to talk about the Native Guitar Tours, which has been around since 2007 as well. A big weekend coming up in Albuquerque for the last weekend of the month. And I wanted to be able to talk about this great event that brings together music and fashion, artists supporting artists, and a whole lot more. So, Nyamwe Skano to you today, Jer. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for having me. Really, really excited for what's going on, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in.
This is going to be a great chat today, as I'm a fan of your tunes. I think you have a great raw sound, but even more so than that, I'm excited for what you're doing for the community and have been doing for quite a long time. So to help provide a little bit of context for listeners out there, please, let's go ahead and do some introductions. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Jer Anderson. I'm from Cochiti Pueblo, here in New Mexico, right in between northern and southern. Grew up there, and at a certain point got into guitar and been doing that ever since. You know, it's taken me all around the world, and just really enjoy performing music, writing music, and, you know, sharing my narrative of where I come from, you know, from being Native. And, you know, it's just been a great, great time, you know, doing what my passion is and sharing my stories. And I think along with that, you know, sharing the stories of our community and giving the correct narrative, right, for Native people. As far as what the realities are of at least where I am as a Native person and how I grew up and where I come from. So I'm a husband, a father of two little earthlings. We got two little four-legged chiweenies, and we got about half a dozen chickens. So things are always exciting here at band camp.
I was going to say, never a dull moment for sure, huh?
Yeah.
Well, combining music and family and culture is really at the heart of what a lot of my work is as well. And, Jer, I'm curious. I mean, I consider you to be really fortunate to have kind of come of age and grown up in this particular region of Turtle Island, because the more that I kind of have guests on from New Mexico and that southwest region, it really has become apparent to me that it is an important cultural spot for what we now call the Native American music scene, where it emerged from. Did you get that sense kind of growing up that something was happening out there?
You know, I did, from a very young age, I think I was introduced to, you know, the Native musicians through my parents, you know, through my dad. He would, he was into Exit, you know, and Paul Ortega, and all the music of that era, you know, that, music about identity and talked about Native people with pride. And, you know, just hearing those things, you know, as a little kid, you know, something that I continued, you know, to share with my children, you know, that gave me that identity and confidence to say, yeah, I am Native, you know, and this is who I am. And so I know a lot of people don't grow up with that. You know, sometimes they're a little ashamed, not because of, you know, anything within their culture or anything, but the outside forces, you know, that are stronger than anything that surrounds them. So I think here in the Southwest, you know, having, you know, bands like that, you know, out, and, you know, the closeness of the Pueblo people out here, you know, the Navajo, and in the Southwest, you know, there's this closeness and openness with each other that we share, and it's not like a competition. If anything, it's like, I want to play better because I know this other musician that is really great is there, you know, so I want to show him that how good I am. Not, I want to be better than that person. You know, it's more, you know, like a supportive type atmosphere. So I believe, you know, in this region, you know, we've kind of developed that, and we've been co-creating, and we've been supporting each other and bringing each other up, you know, through the years. And, you know, it's kind of, we follow our culture, because in our culture, that's what we do. You know, at home when we're little, we have our parents take care of us, and they get us ready for our ceremonies with our regalia. And as we get a little bit older, you know, we start helping our younger brothers and sisters and our nephews and nieces. And as we get a little bit older, you know, we help more of the community. And that's kind of what I see the Native music scene doing. You know, that we're just following how we are as people. You know, that's just how we are. It's our culture. It's what we believe, and it's what we practice, you know.
I like to believe as well that, you know, in contrast to the Western music scene where everybody is trying to climb over each other, you know, paying dues in the quote-unquote Native music scene, those dues are almost like your ability to be able to show how you can help others out and how you can be supportive. And I really think that comes through in a lot of the conversations that I have as well. And again, you know, I like to pick people's brains that are from that region, just because, you know, Red Earth and, like you mentioned, Exit, Paul Ortega, there was something really happening before it caught wind. And yeah, a lot of it probably has to do with the population density and things like that. But it's great nonetheless, no matter how it came about, the groundwork that was laid for the rest of the scene across the United States and Canada as well. In fact, when we come back from this next block of listening, I want to talk about the Native Guitarist Tour. It's a huge thing, and I see this growing exponentially as this scene continues to kind of burst right now, you know. So we're going to be featuring today, in addition to your tunes from the Pueblo and the All Right Tonight single, we're also going to be listening to some of the acts that are going to be at this year's Native Guitarist Tour on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 28th, 29th, and 30th of April as well. So we're going to be hearing from Charlie Lowry, Scotty Clifford. Of course, I got to get some Keith Sokola on as well. But coming at you right now, turn it up and sing along with Jer Anderson's All Right Tonight, today on Guyana.
Love. goes. I raise my glass and make a toast to you. Sweet words on the telephone. I believed everything you said. I was a fool. Oh, oh, fool me once and fool me twice. Only so many times to roll that dice. Well, your luck runs up and I'll be through with.
This is Pago of Pago Wolf, and you're listening to Guido.
Hear the moon, smell the night, taste the dawn, feel the sun. Here I am. But if I don't cry, I will drown. There's thunder in my chest. Only the rain can heal my past. Still so sweet.
Gathering love, I want.
From Scotty Clifford and Spirit's Cry. That's Cry for Vision, winding down the first block of our listening on today's edition of Guy Note. Welcome back. It's Brett Mabee, and I'm checking in with you, and I'm joined today with Jure Anderson, a musician extraordinaire. He has also put together the Native Guitarist Tour. That's a huge event that's happening during the weekend of the Gathering of Nations, and there's a great chat ahead specifically about this. So welcome back, Jure. Thank you for getting us caught up with some introductions and how you kind of came about in the music scene. And at this time, like I was saying, I do want to focus specifically on this great music and fashion event. Now, let's provide a little bit of background. How did this come about?
Yeah, you know, just kind of like what I was saying earlier, you know, passing on our knowledge and, you know, supporting the generations before us. You know, I think I just came to a point in my life where, you know, I had done a lot of touring, met a lot of people in the industry. You know, I had that network and really just felt like it was my obligation, you know, to pass that on with, you know, generations that are coming up and people that my peers, you know, that were doing music, because, you know, as Native people, we're disproportionately outnumbered in the music industry. And, you know, our narrative as Native people is kind of what the world has seen through movies and through TV in the past. That's very inaccurate. So, you know, it's kind of an obligation not only just to serve and be there to support our people, but also to teach the world and educate them on what is currently happening in Native country, you know, because there's a lot of things going on with, you know, just so many different topics that, you know, we need to, as a community of musicians, sing those songs that have those lyrics and tell those stories. So that's kind of where, you know, the roots began, you know, is like, you know, let's create something. And the name was very specific, you know, Native, that's who we are. That's who I am, you know, that's who my kids are, you know, guitars, because I wanted to deal with the contemporary side. You know, I didn't really want to go into traditional because, you know, for me, traditional has a lot of special meanings, and that for me, I keep that at home, you know, when we have our ceremonies and stuff. So wanted it to be, let people know that this is something that's more contemporary. And then tour was the vision, right? That was where, when I first put this together and thought this whole idea was there, was like, okay, let's think big, you know, let's make it into a tour, you know. So that was my end goal, right? When I very first started, of course, it wasn't a tour, but now, you know, that's still the goal, is, you know, to continue tour. Let's take it further and further, you know, not just nationally, let's take it global. Yeah. So that's kind of the history behind, you know, Native Guitars Tour.
It's grown exponentially since its inception in 2007. But let's, once again, what did that first show look like? And did you see it turning into what it is now?
I did. You know, I very much had, again, that vision of a tour rather than just a show. And the very first show was, you know, pretty humble. You know, it was just me calling up some of the musicians at the time. And like saying, hey, I'm putting the show together and I'm calling it Native Guitars Tour, you know, yeah. and people showed up, and, you know, from the very beginning, you know, people, there was this energy, you know, and it was, you know, I think the fact that, you know, I was reaching out to people and being supportive. And again, it's this community. It's not like some of these other shows that were non-Native, where there's like this competition and people want to be at the top of the bill, you know, it's like, you know, I would put myself on the bottom of the bill intentionally because, you know, like I felt like this is a shared organization, you know, this is a shared thing that we're doing. We're co-creating this, and it's not just about me, it's about everybody in our community. So that's kind of what this first show was at from the very beginning, you know. And as we've grown through the years, you know, it's just grown on that, you know. And whenever you show up to a Native Guitars Tour show, I feel like everybody feels that community, and everybody's looking out for each other. Everybody's making sure everybody's safe, making sure everybody's welcome. And it is, like, it has its own vibe, you know. Nice. It's different than a lot of shows that I attend. And I think, you know, that's something that is not just, you know, me. It's everybody that's involved, including people that show up to just, you know, enjoy the show.
At what point did the fashion element come into play as well?
You know, that's when we started, you know, going on the road. And I think the first time we brought fashion into it was we were out in Vegas.
Fitting.
I think it was the House of Blues. And this opportunity just kind of came up. You know, again, it's a co-creation. Yeah. And there was fashion designers there. And, you know, we were just trying to welcome everybody in and give everybody a stage, you know, not just musicians, but, you know, fashion designers, models, artists, you know, vendors, you know, just creating this whole community of creative. And that kind of gave birth to it, you know. It just works well together, you know. Rock and roll and fashion, they go hand in hand. So, you know, since then, you know, we've just continued to build that community. And, you know, it's just been it's this community of people that are creating this, and, you know, everybody again is, you know, really open and, you know, trying to be as close to who we are as Native people, you know, and create that community.
I love it. It's grown into something really special, and the timing couldn't be better. I mean, we're really seeing a lot of national coverage on Indigenous arts at this point. You know, it took until 2021 to get a TV show, but by God, it's there now, you know, and that spotlight is going to continue to grow as well. The show and the tour overcame the obstacles of the pandemic, and we'll talk a little bit about that. In fact, when we come back from the break, I was wondering if you could give us a few details on the dates of the show and how people can attend if they're in the Albuquerque region. And we'll go from there. So let's get back into our listening. I have another one from the Pueblo kicking things off. It's Jer Anderson's album from 2016. And we're going to be listening to Diamond Ring kicking off this block. I also have some Sage Bond, and we'll be right back after One Way Sky. Asada Noden, you got to sing along. You're listening to Gaino.
I can't wait to see my